Blog Talk Radio.
One champion sound, yeah, a spell, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now, just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound, tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats, we just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit, but I still talk that cash, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the picture they gladdest, and I know they love it, so the hell with all that rubbish.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everyone? I think I was missing last week. Yeah, I was missing last week. So Hazel did take over. And she had to miss the show 1 week, and I ended up having to miss this one. Personal reason why I end up missing the show because I that reminds me too, I went into Walgreens the one on 27 the National. They have the unicorn cereal. I will. I know it'll still be there. No, she don't threaten me because I ain't there with the unicorn cereal. But back to the story. It was just like one bad thing happened and another with the past couple of weeks, and me without my medication is me going insane. I would say that would be like a normal for me, but at least with like the medication, I'm at least mellow. I'm still me, but I'm just like more mellow, more calm, and just more focused. So I, yeah. But anyways, I was in a Milwaukee Mental Health Complex Wednesday night. And I was there until... You want me to mention that? I thought I was going to be out on Friday so I can at least try to rest and get the 3 days off that I was off. But the doctors and the wife had agreed that I should stay in the extra day. No, boy, I was so bored. It was like Thursday and that Friday was okay, but just like that Saturday, it was just so bored. I stayed in bed like most of the time. And it was like around like lunchtime or whatever, and they woke me up and said lunch will be ready. I was like, I might as well just stay up, ate my lunch, try to watch TV. All it was like a whole bunch of infomercials. One infomercial was very interesting. It's like a kind of like an air oven. That like the heat is like around it, like it cooks everything. It was just so interesting. Yeah, look at me, interested in the infomercial. Where has the world come to? But that was one infomercial. And I think they had that on for like an hour. Then they had another infomercial about if women, like, over the age of, like, kind of, like, 50 and over, if they want to get rid of, like, wrinkles and want their skin to, and face to look young, they had this bottle, kind of, like, lotion-wise, that you can just put on your skin, and it kind of gives you that young, feeling young skin. I didn't know how much it was.
My old ass self.
You're still in your 40s. You ain't young.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not. No, you're not. But anyways. And the final infomercial I saw before I left out of there, if y'all remember Charlotte from Sex and the City, well, she, well, her real name is Kristen Davis. She was doing an infomercial about this hair lotion that supposed to stop your hair from getting like all rough and stuff after you.
Wind?
No, it's not called wind. That I know that wasn't what it's called. It was her and the creator of this shampoo thing. And the interesting thing was they did a test with like other shampoos. They put one shampoo, like, in the water. And, of course, you know, shampoo in the water and stuff, it'll sink down. But the one that they created, when they poured it in the water, it stayed floated. So I guess what they were trying to say that is like the shampoo will give you more thicker, fuller hair, and you won't have like a hard time with it. So that was that commercial. Then it was going to get into some baseball, and I left. But back to me being crazy. What happened on Wednesday, our car was gone. And inside of my mind, I flipped out. But I was dealing with just crazy stuff in my head for like a couple of days before. Hey, what's on still on medication now?
No.
Oh. Oh, a couple of days before.
They say my eye accident was a catalyst, so she really quit. He can do anything to stop it from happening. That's just my opinion. That's the people.
But. I think she probably saw the sign that day that she had an accident. But I guess I didn't see it until maybe like later on, like earlier on last week. So constantly me like fighting with myself, fighting with my mind, and had to deal with it that Tuesday. Then it just got worse that Wednesday. It was so bad, I ended up crying. And then a couple of coworkers were coming over, and I tried to hide my face. I guess good thing for hats, right? So I ended up hitting my face, and they didn't know what was going on. They were just talking to me for a little bit, and that was it. Then after I got out of the work, let me finish. After work, my mind was like made up. It's just like, I need to do something right now. And my mind was made up as in, I'm going to kill myself. But before I do that, I was going to leave like a message on Facebook and go to the beach and plan on how I was going to kill myself or why I shouldn't kill myself. So I was there for like about a good, because I did get out a little bit early, so I was there probably for like a good couple of hours, maybe like in, yeah, probably a good couple hours. Just watching people play volleyball and just watching people in general. There was a guy out there. He was talking to me for a little bit, just saying how I was doing and all that stuff. And then ended the conversation. It just wasn't much. So I plotted, and I thought. Then it kind of hit me. It was like, let me think. Let me look for some signs. Look for 3 signs that will make me stop thinking about killing myself, and it'll give me a reason not to kill myself. And one of them was, earlier on, Hazel put the picture up that she can like fit her rings and put them in the wedding ring. So it was on Facebook.
On Facebook,
Oh. Okay. So I saw that. Then the second reason, I was working with my own boss for a little bit before we got out early. And he was like, are you coming back next season? I told him, yeah, I was going to come back because I love this job. And he was like, great. So that just shows, like, he was just so appreciative of me doing my job. So that was good. And I could not find a third sign for nothing at all. So I decided just to bus around. Maybe I will find something. So I just ended up just busing around and just around and around, but still thinking the way to kill myself. And I think I was on buses for like maybe over an hour, 2 hours or something like that. Then I got off a bus, walked through one of the dangerous areas in the city. Just like, okay, I'm just going to walk to the store. Maybe I see a sign or maybe something will happen or somebody be crazy enough that probably would shoot me or just whatever the case may be. So I walk, stop at a store, got like a soda, walk back, walk through, and just got on the bus again. Then like the first time, before I got off the bus, that first time, I saw a sign that says love. And I'm just like, is my mom playing tricks on me? Is that the third sign? Then so I got on the bus, like back home. I saw the sign again, says love. I was like, okay, I wasn't crazy. So somebody had a sign up that had says love all light up. And I was thinking that could be the third sign. So came home, suddenly I was about to open the door. Hazel came to me, hugged me, was saying like she was so worried and all that. And I did see like police out there, but I didn't think that they were for me. I thought they were just out here patrolling, like, finally patrolling around here. But, nope. They was here looking for me. And I guess they was on the verge of trying to ping my cell phone and find me there. So we stopped by them and talked to them and just like, yeah, it's me. I'm home. So I guess, like, that's when it all started with me going to the mental health complex. And I just, like, I was in the back of the cop car. I wasn't handcuffed or anything like that, so just letting y'all know. Right. Because they did say, like, do you want to go to the mental health? Like, at first I said, no, I just want to rest and I will go there tomorrow for the next day, whatever. And everything is just the better option for if me go tonight. So I decided to say, yes, I'll go. And we went maybe like towards like close to where we were going to the complex. I was just crying and crying and crying, just like, what have I done? Like, why? Why did I do this? And with a little bit of thinking, when I got to the place and stuff like that, it was just like, why did I do this to myself? Like, I know I'm messed up, but it's just like, why did I do this? It was just so overwhelming. They searched me, they talked to me, and I sat there for a while, had some juice and a couple of sandwiches, which they finally made some better sandwiches. So, yeah, no, it wasn't bologna, it was ham. No, but they had that too. That was like the other times I was there for, I was sitting there the other day, had a bologna sandwich, but that's another day. Sandwiches were so good. Right, the only thing I had was that Twix, and that was it.
And you obviously told me that it was.
Yeah, they had lunch at work, yeah. But, although, like, they gave me my meds and they had me up to 11 and went to bed.
You told me at, like, 12, 15.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, it was 11, because I was...
Oh, we got 12, 15.
Weird. Okay.
You were
sleeping. Yeah, because, the meds that kicked in. The next day, although it was like, I'm going to walk, like, I got up, well, they woke me up, of course they had breakfast, and I just stayed in watching TV, whatever, for a bit, then went to bed, kind of got up, like, maybe like an hour later, and they had like a wellness center, where they do, like, drawing, coloring, and writing. There's a whole bunch of stuff they was doing. One of the nurses there was like, would you like to look in there? I thought about it at first, like, no, but I was like, I know it's been a while. I haven't been in there, because every time I go in there, will be, like, end up being the weekends, and it's never open. So I was like, why not try it? Go in there, and it was just so nice, and I did a crossword puzzle, and yeah, that Thursday was Thankful Thursday, so it was like a crossword that was the thing that I was thankful for, so I did that, then they only had the area open for a couple hours, then they had to close. But before that, they did give me my meds, and I did sit down and watch TV. Then I just had like maybe this was like an hour after I was out of that room. I had a moment of clarity, and I figured out what the sign was. The sign was relax. That's what it was. It was right there the whole time. It just dawned on me. It was just like, at times, I need to learn how to relax. So that was a big thing for me. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the other 2 days because I already did.
So they did miss you. They cried. Because they knew that you were here and not put you out right away, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I still see the
the farm by the way. Yeah. And I came up in and then crying and crying and crying. I might get quiet and then calm down. And they will calm down. Crying and crying and crying.
Oh,
wow. But that's how crazy my last week was. I'm currently still taking my medication. They gave me enough for 2 weeks. and they got a social worker that's helping me get, like, insurance again because I was off of my insurance. So they're currently finding me to get back insurance so I can get my medication again. So when I go there on the 30th, which will be a week from today, and probably going to give me some more meds or give me an update on my insurance or whatever. So we will see. So I'm better now. In a way, I'm a changed man. It's just like how I feel. I talk to God sometimes, and I pray more than I ever did before. Yeah, because I guess, like, at times it was probably, like, about maybe 2 weeks after we was homeless, I was just so angry at God. I was just so mad. But I just learned just to try to be in peace with yourself and be in peace with God and try to be in peace with everybody around you and know that they miss you and love you. So that's one of the things I'll never forget. And I just hope it doesn't happen again. That's what I'm hoping. But next time it does, I just know to plan better, just to, like I said, if I end up feel like I have enough, go to the beach. Or just go somewhere quiet, like maybe like in like a park or something. Who knows? But anyways, what I want to do, and I know I got like a minute and a half left, so one day, and hopefully it'll be sooner or later, that I want to pay them back, or hopefully I can try to like do like a raise awareness that, because May is Mental Health Month, which I didn't know that until I looked into it early this week. But anyways, so hopefully one day I'll try to like pay them back or try to like raise money just to donate to them. So I don't know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it, but I owe the mental health place and my friends and family a big thank you. I apologize. We don't have the You Suck segment. I just thought this was something that we needed to touch base on and let everybody know what was going on with me. I will be back next week. It'll be the same time. All of our shows from this point on until further notice will be at least around this time for 30 minutes. That's just until we find a better radio station or whatever. Because I think we're going to end up leaving Blog Talk soon. But I did find another places that I can work with that are cheaper. So we might going to start moving into that. But for all who listen, thank you for listening. Always check out our episodes on iTunes, and also you can check out on here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, check us out Sunday for FanView, and don't forget Hazel's show this coming Wednesday. So good night, everybody.